Malarkey.
Yeah. All right.
Get ready.
Okay, Joe K.
Get ready.
Get ready, everybody. Take your pants off.
Damn.
Let's take our pants off. Doc, take them off. We are live. Coming to you. Hours live, a spooky one.
That's right, we're 2 months away from Halloween, and we're gonna get into it. The Halloween countdown begins.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this morning on the YouTube channel.
Be a pipe hitter.
If you're listening at home,
be a pipe hitter.
If you're listening. In the car, drive safely. If you're listening on a plane, fly safely. Settle down.
No.
Did you just sample that?
What the hell?
Oh, wow. Whoa. We have a feedback loop.
A feedback loop.
Where's that coming from?
Uh-oh.
Is it me?
What the hell?
Oh, no.
No.
It's like a multiple.
Who's on?
Multiple loops.
Where's that coming from?
Wes.
Wow.
Wes, emergency.
Do you know
what's...
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
It's like a multiple.
This is cool.
Oh. I like it.
Wes.
Wow. Wes, emergency. Do you know what's... Have anyone else on acid, baby? Come on, man. We've got the good stuff.
It's not me. I don't have anything unmuted.
You know, maybe it's...
Have anyone else on acid, baby?
Come on, man. We've got the good stuff. Oh, is it your Zoom, maybe, Tim?
Me?
Why?
Same as system?
It's usually Tim's computer, like, to be honest, right?
I have it set right.
Oh, is it your Zoom, maybe?
I'm ready to make the cut.
Check.
Hello.
Wow.
Where is it coming from?
Oh my god. I love it.
Check. Hello. Is anyone else on YouTube? Sounds like the YouTube delay.
I love it.
Nestle's makes the very okay.
You know what? It's probably my fault. It's my fault. I was loving it too much to investigate.
You sabotaged us. Classic DJ Doug Pound.
Doug.
You know what? You owe Wes an apology.
I didn't say anything to Wes.
You
guys
are
pointing the finger. I didn't point the finger.
All right. Listen, let's start the show. We have so much to get to today. This is such a momentous, exciting, wonderful program we've designed for you, curated for you. Everything, by the way, is scripted and written ahead of time. We rehearse on Mondays. We do a really wonderful rehearsal. This is scripted as well. We use Final Draft. Final Draft software. Get big shout out to them. Everything is written and rehearsed, and now we're sort of just doing what we do. And I forgot my line. Shit.
Wow, wow.
What, this has never happened. Oh, back it up. As you guys know, this is a fully scripted show, and we use Final Draft Pro. We said all that already. Final Draft 10. And
use your fucking brain.
Where am I? Where am I? I'm lost. What? Can I see the script? I don't know where the script is. Hold on. Okay, right. Okay, Final Draft. Got it. And we're introducing a new service.
Check this out.
It is the Vic Vision. Vic Vision here. How's that working?
What are you seeing, guys? I don't know.
Can we see? Is Vic Vision working?
Oh yeah.
Anybody see it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okie dokie
well
then.
Done, Vic.
Vic Vision is going to help us so much today because it
stop
is.
Stop it, Vic!
It is. No, don't stop it, Vic. Actually,
Vic. Stop.
Through Vic Vision. Through the power of Vic Vision. Which
Turn
now,
me up.
Right.
Through Vic Vision, we are going to bring in our surprise special guest. This guest, I believe, I have to say, has been one of the most requested. guests we've ever had.
And see you all in hell.
We're here to celebrate something big and important in my life and in his
Get
life.
Get ready.
The 10-year anniversary of something very special. And ladies and gentlemen, without Get further ready. Ado... If you would cut to the Vic Vision and aim yourself, get up and aim yourself a little bit okay. at the door. Can we get a good shot at the door?
Can I get a on your camera?
How does it look? Does it look good?
You yeah, can, that's perfect. That's
Jim, he's Vic, tethered. Line. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen.
Perfect, perfect shot.
Prepare for multi-ball.
Brett Gelman is here, ladies and gentlemen. Brett Gelman, come on now! Come on in! Look at him! Hey, there he is! Hey, buddy. Get the
camera.
Hey, oh, sorry. Camera. Hey,
Vic. Hey,
Vic.
Hey,
Vic.
Hey,
Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey,
Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic.
Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic.
Hey, Vic.
Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic.
Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey,
Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. Hey, Vic. We have a lot to get through, but yes. Thanks for being here. And
of
we'll
course.
Well, maybe next time we can spend a little time talking about, you know, our friendship and everything. But right now we're going to get to the calls.
I have nothing to promote. Nothing to promote. So, like, I don't know else we're going to talk about here.
I literally, I don't think I've seen you for, you know.
We haven't even talked since before the pandemic.
I thought I was done with you. I thought.
I think, yeah, had, that's what I thought.
You canceled
I thought maybe.
Me.
Huh?
How's his mic?
Is Wait, he seems is this how I do it? Like this?
If you would have got here on time, we would have walked you through that.
I'm sorry.
Also,
I'm sorry.
I've never seen
I mean, I was on time. I was here by the time the show started.
It's true. It's true.
I wasn't like here for the prep.
We like to have guests come here 2 hours early so we can run we
you
can
know,
go through the
I
script. Mess,
I got a little lost because I was like, oh, you moved.
Oh, yeah.
You have a much, you know.
A much bigger compound.
You have a compound now.
Now,
you
I just want to complain to the staff pundit. Here about your framing right now. I'm looking at your monitor, and you look, it's not flattering.
Brett,
it's
not. Is the one that says R in the right?
Or, I mean, I'm asking Wes. Is there? Do you guys have a different frame? Do you have a closer frame?
Yeah, we have a closer
frame. You're the best.
These this are the is best all happening in real time.
These are the best in the biz.
I know. Well, this is my fault. If I would have been here at 9:45... You
we would have. Well, first of all, did you even look?
Me.
Did you even look at the script?
I did.
Okay,
I did,
so
but
you're
then I
on.
Because
I was going to say,
fully forgot about it.
Because you're on book right now. Like you're letter perfect right now.
Thank you.
Word perfect.
Thank you. I am one of the industry's best memorizers.
You are actually a good actor.
Yeah. Now I know. This isn't a surprise anymore. I mean, like,
you know what I was listening to this morning just to kind of, I didn't know if we were going to talk about it or not, but
yeah,
I opened up this You, Me, and John Daly on the Comedy Bang Bang show.
Yes.
What the hell was going on there? Do
there
you remember
was a lot
that?
Of tension between you and Scott, I remember.
There didn't.
I loved every minute of it.
No, but
I don't know if John did, but I get off on that just like you do.
There wasn't like the only moment of tension there.
Yeah,
I was kind of a jerk. I would take that. I was kind of, I don't know. I was trying to be provocative or something. I was just being honest. And if
I don't know. I thought you were trying to kick up the dust a little bit.
I was trying, like, to get something,
you
know, going.
Yeah, get something going in there. What are we going to do? A bunch of silly fucking voices.
But the
for
thing
two
is,
hours?
what was clipped out online. I didn't listen to the whole thing.
Yeah.
But it was us as these obnoxious, which is what we did together 10 years ago.
Right.
You know, these obnoxious, not funny, you know, narcissistic pseudo comedians.
Right.
And so when you listen to that, it's us laughing like hyenas about nothing.
Yeah.
About zero.
I have to re-listen to
it's
it.
It's really aggressively annoying.
I've missed you. Are you have you been mad at me?
Am I married?
No, I know you're married. Have you been mad at me though?
Not at all. I just know that you're a busy guy. You had been away shooting.
Yes. No. Well, I want to come here and spend time with the family.
You've
and
always
stuff like
yes.
That.
Right. I mean, listen. I love you. I've always loved.
I love
you. I loved you since the first minute I saw
you're
you.
You're my favorite. Nobody makes me laugh harder than you.
Oh man.
I love
and
you.
And you're also an amazing actor. You
That's
don't
true.
Give yourself enough credit for how good of an actor you are.
People don't want to hear this. Believe me. People are signing
like
off.
They don't like actors on here. Are they signing off?
Yeah. Anyway, we now have one viewer.
Okay.
Okay. They don't want like heartfelt shit. Okay, it's time to be assholes.
All right.
Is that what these guys want?
I don't know.
We
what
have
people
one
want.
Viewer. Do we only have one viewer for real?
We have no viewers now. We're actually streaming to no one.
Uh huh. Yeah. Great. I don't care. This all gets recorded though and played later too. So people can tune into it and watch it again.
Yeah, that's about right. This is how I talk now.
That's great.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's great.
There are people that talk like that.
I know. You know, Venice Beach.
Yeah.
Venice Beach. Everybody talks like that in Venice Beach.
Yeah. Have you gone down to the beach lately? It's gotten really bad.
No, like their vocal cords get sunburned from sleeping on the beach.
But you know what? I haven't seen you. Like, you don't do a lot of, you're not doing, you don't do, go out and do, I mean, no one's going out, but if you go back and do shows and do live stuff.
I haven't done it in a bit, but I
want to. Do not want to do it anymore?
No, I do. I do. Have you been doing that? Oh. You okay? I do want to do that. Have you been doing that?
Are you hearing these guys? Yeah. You have to ignore it, is what you have to do.
It's fucking. Is this all like B-roll from Venice Beach?
This is all pre-roll.
Yeah, pre-roll. Mm.
What do we want to talk about?
Are you still doing shows? Like live shows?
I did a fundraiser for this guy, Hugo, whatever his name is, running for...
Chavez.
You really believed in him, I guess.
The ghost of Hugo Chavez.
I'll tell you who it is, okay? You really want to know? Hugo whatever. Hugo Boss. I did a thing for them. Because they've had such bad press since it was discovered that they made uniforms for the Nazis.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just felt like they needed some shout-out.
No, because they make some really high-quality garments in, like, you know, this cancel culture.
Have you ever seen those guys that wear the big... They wear a T-shirt that says Hugo Boss on it.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I can't figure that out.
I know.
You ever wear a big... You wear shirts with a big logo on it?
Oh, absolutely.
You do, okay.
Yeah, but you know, I do all types of things fashion-wise.
Yeah, you've become like a fashion icon.
A little bit.
How did that happen? Where did that come from? It's a way for you to express yourself.
An incredible fashion sense, you know, and GQ just like got on the fucking bandwagon, baby. They just caught on and they gripped me and they won't let me go and I'm grateful for it.
It's good exposure. Yeah.
It's fantastic.
I saw you. I was inspired by you because I saw a picture of you. I'm always looking at the trades and the variety and everything. Uh-huh. And there was you at the premiere of Genix's movie
Zola.
And you were in a full like African shirt with the shorts.
It was Dries Van Noten. Yeah.
Oh, I vibed with that, baby.
It was very expensive pajamas.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you know what? It's like you can be comfortable at these things that sometimes can be very stuffy.
Right.
Do you dig me?
Yeah, no, you know. I'm harnessing my sex appeal in later life more than I ever have before.
Someone's asking. Someone says he was on Fleabag. Do you guys think he should watch that? I think so.
I did watch it several times.
Well, I think they're saying, should we?
Oh, should
he's
you
saying,
watch
do you guys
it?
Think I sh- he, the commenter is saying, do you think I should watch that? Never saw it in its heyday.
I think I definitely think you should. I think it's
and you're terrific.
An excellent show. Thank you.
You bring. You're the cost value of you to a project.
Yeah,
it's got to be through the roof.
Oh man, I gotta tell you.
Does that make sense to you?
I am.
People go
the quote.
We can relax.
My quote is.
I know. We don't want to get into your
nuts.
Quote.
Yeah. It's nuts now.
The cost value.
I'm very grateful for it. No, I get. You know, hey, I'm comfortable.
We're worried about you. So even despite not going out and doing shows at
Ron
Lynch's
Tomorrow
Show.
I don't even know where to go. Where do I go?
Go to Largo!
Oh, they don't want me there.
No? Oh, you've caused trouble.
They
don't,
no, I haven't.
You're a troublemaker.
They haven't. No, it's you just, are. I don't know why Flanny doesn't ask me to come there. He used to. Doesn't anymore.
I think
but I guess it's
get
the person whose show it is, too.
I think that's part of it.
Yeah, Kroll don't want me.
No.
Sarah don't want
people,
me. None of them want me there. I don't know what's going on. I know they respect me. Maybe they're competitive.
I talked.
Are you competitive with me?
Well, listen, I talked to Matt. He said, let's not book Brett.
Uh-huh, why?
And Vic and Doug were the same way.
Why?
They said it's too controversial. It
why?
It gets too acerbic. It gets too acidic.
Am I known and as like a drama person?
You create toxicity in the environment you're in. And that's your thing. But that's okay.
People have told me that.
People get very uncomfortable around you.
I feel like they're gaslighting me. I think that I'm showing a side of them to them.
People get very uncomfortable.
But I'm a nice guy. I'm
you
fun.
Could, you
I
can
smoke
be.
Weed sometimes. You know, like I'm fun.
You can be fun. Let's take a call.
I don't think anybody is more fun or more acerbic than me. Like is more acerbic than me than we know.
You're
like,
our George
comedians,
Carlin.
Comedians, are we kidding? Thank you. Huge influence.
Well, let's take a call, Matt, whoever you wish.
All right, Justin R. What do you got?
Justin, are you there? I mean,
hey,
that's the kind of comedy we do
here.
What is it, Justin? Quickly.
Five bags of popcorn for this episode.
Already?
This is a great
wow.
guest.
Thank you.
Super happy.
Thank you, Johnny.
Have you thought about wearing a white smock and doing an enema at the cinema?
Why don't you go fuck off? What? I don't know what that even means with the white
Why
smock.
Do you want him to do an enema?
I just thought, you know.
Have you ever had an enema? Have you ever had an enema?
It just made sense.
Look at him with his ironic, funny shirt with the Misfits with
yeah,
Mariah Carey.
I like them both.
How about just wearing a regular black shirt
artists.
Or a tan shirt like you?
This is vintage. I got it. Yeah, this is a vintage tan shirt.
You know,
looks like something that might have been on the set of MASH.
Hey, one of the greats. One of the great shows. You
or
know?
Maybe the movie Three
it's
Kings.
It's one of the best shows.
Yeah, I know. I have an Elliot Gould vibe. He wasn't in the show. He was in the movie. But, you know.
The movie is great. Have you read
heroes.
The book?
This is Elliot Gould. MASH? No, I have not read the book. Have
the
you?
The book is awesome.
Have you eaten the potatoes?
The potatoes are the best.
Finally, Doug wakes up. He's getting his word in edgewise.
I'm trying to get
What's
a word in edgewise.
Oh. Doug, why? Doug, you are so quiet around me sometimes, and it's just
he's
like
scared.
Really weird.
Well, he's scared
thing.
Of you.
Am I a scary person? You know, I
well, I don't want to bring
like,
this up so
people
quick,
constantly
but you
are like, they think I hate them. They're scared of me. I'm like, what the fuck am I doing? I'm coming in and I'm saying hello. What's
I didn't
want to
bring this up.
Here?
And Doug,
it's anti-Semitism. It's anti-Semitism. People don't like Jews, and then they gaslight the Jew and are like, oh yeah, oh he's acerbic. It's like, what? No, you just don't like my Jewish vibe.
Okay, that's gaslighting because I don't want to bring this up.
Okay,
but
and that's fair for you to say too, and I am down for you to for us to explore.
I just want
to,
in Doug's defense,
yeah.
You did strike him violently in San Francisco Sketchfest 2015.
When did I do
you
that?
You punched him
that's
in the mouth.
That's when I was drinking again. That's when I said, you know what? Maybe I can't. Drink
you
and
punched
I
him.
Tried
he fell
it for
off
a
balcony.
Couple years.
He fell off a balcony. No. Third story. Third. You, Vic, you don't know about this. Doug. Know.
Yes.
Confirm or deny? Struck him. You struck him in the mouth.
Well,
I
lost
mouth?
The whole memory of that year from
right.
that fall.
You I'm landed on the top of a Toyota Prius in the parking lot.
I wash my hands of anything that I did during that time.
You don't have the right to do that.
I don't.
No.
Oh, you can't do that.
No.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Then I'm sorry.
There you go.
I apologize.
Do you want to do that to Doug? Don't look at me.
Doug, I take full responsibility.
You know what? When people say they wash their hands of something,
so sincere.
It's automatic.
That was a defense mechanism. It was an initial
no,
triggered
No, I think that's
reaction.
Fine. That's a fine way to get out of a
Even
situation.
Though I'm the victimizer here, I too have triggers that made me say that.
All right. Listen.
Okay. I'm sorry.
We came
I apologize.
In, why don't we
and
do
I
this?
Apologize for everything that's been wrong that I've said so far, which I'm not totally aware of how many things I've said.
Are
that
you
are
drinking
wrong.
Right now? Are you? Did
no.
you come? Okay.
No, I am sober.
I
am 100% sober.
Good for you.
I haven't drank.
No weed.
Quite a while.
Well, he said he smokes a little weed.
Well,
oh,
he
like
said
lately?
100%. Now I'm thinking 100% is
100%. Oh, right now I'm not stoned. Okay. No, I do smoke weed still sometimes. Yeah.
Good for you, bud.
Not too often though. I've cut down. I get depressed the next day, neurotic.
Of the weed, from the weed?
Sometimes, yeah.
Is there cocaine in the weed,
sometimes,
perhaps?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There is.
I smoke weed.
Matt, can you corral this into some kind of show, or what do you want to do?
You're being very pissed. Is this not a show? And Vic, you know, I got to tell you, I've never really told you, much respect to you, my friend. You're an artist among humans.
Look at this.
Well, wow,
humans.
This is unexpected. Thank you.
Yes,
thank
yeah.
You have a permanent mark on your face from the Vic Vision thing, by the way.
It hurts so bad.
Does it really?
Yeah.
You're really, so heavy. You're amazing, buddy.
You can hold it.
Thank you, man.
You
want
to hold the Vic
yeah.
Vision?
Yeah, I'll hold this.
This would have been a good opportunity for it.
Holy shit. People say, the guys say, what are we going to do? What's the show going to be? I said, Gilman's booked.
It doesn't.
That's all it. We
that's
need
all, we
to
could
know.
Go for 4 hours.
I know.
And it's going to be great. At least we'll think so.
I've run out of things to say to you, though.
Okay. Well, I can bring up some stuff.
Yeah. Go ahead. Talk about 10
well,
years.
Well, I want to get more into, like, you know, I want to, like, spend time
philosophy.
With your kids. I want your kids to know who I
you
am.
You want to know about my philosophy?
I consider you a close friend. And yeah, I want to know about your philosophy. What is your philosophy these days? What is your philosophy these days?
This is from Spinal Tap. Have a good time all the time. That's
might as
my
well,
philosophy.
Might as well, because we don't know which way we're going. These are uncertain times.
Listen, let's just talk about. We try to do a fun show here. We try to have a lot of laughs, but we also are aware of the world in which we live in. It's very dark out there.
It is quite dark.
There are some problems that are not going away.
I don't think that's a controversial statement. No, I think that most people would agree with you.
I want to say, as we have unfortunately, we have a show. For organic, naturalistic, however it happened reasons, you're looking at a bunch of dudes sitting around a room on microphones. Now, do we need more of that in the world? We don't need more of that in the world.
No.
Oh, this is what we got.
This is what we got. And these are some special dudes. I think if dudes are going to be allowed to be around, it's just going to be a bunch of dudes. It should be these dudes.
But
no other dudes.
But let's just fuck Texas for what happened today, the abortion situation there. Are you following this?
Yes.
We're not making light of this.
Yeah,
that's a good question.
We're on the record as guys saying,
no.
Fuck you. And guys have got to speak up about this and be, you're online saying stuff all the time.
I do. Yeah, I do sometimes, you know.
But and do you find blowback from that? Are there Stranger Things fans who are upset that you're voicing your opinions about life?
I don't know. It's hard to clock what they're doing, but I think, I think there are some fans. You know, there's so many fans, so I think there's a lot of different political and social views amongst them. But most of them are kids who are just really into the show.
Right.
But, like...
All right. That's enough.
Thank you. Thank
My
you
daughter
very much.
Started watching that show, by the way.
Yeah, I mean...
She loves it.
It's a great show.
Yeah. I haven't watched it because I'm too busy watching old Johnny Carson episodes.
Yeah, well, I'd like you to support my work and watch my stuff.
Well, it's not like you wrote the show.
But on it. I create a human being on everything that I'm on, and I'm very proud of that show. But I also need to catch up on a couple things of yours.
Right.
So, like, you know, whatever. We're busy. We're all busy.
I do watch.
And
here's what
we've
I watch.
Got a lot of friends who are doing things, so it's hard to keep up.
If people say, what have you been watching lately? I'm honest with you. I say, for real, I watch the Dodgers. I watched hours of that shit.
Uh-huh.
And then I watched old Johnny Carson.
Old Johnny Carson. Who's some of your favorite guests on Johnny Carson?
I mean...
this is what I have to say, and this has to do with this show, and this is something I know that you understand, the art of doing panel.
The greatest panel is...
Comedic
as
performance.
Art, yeah. I mean, obviously Charles Grodin,
King. Don
Probably
Rickles.
Don Rickles. I call him Dom Rickles, by the way. Dom
okay. All right.
But I just like it when Carson and Ed and Doc are just chilling and making each other laugh.
Norm MacDonald's
a great panelist.
Yeah, great
Not on
panelist.
The Carson show because I
no,
think he came later.
No, he was
later.
More on Conan.
And Letterman.
And Letterman. Carson, who's great, like, yeah. A lot of people.
I was watching, but I like it when the guests are bad too. They had this guy on who could talk backwards, and he could translate anything backwards.
Strike.
And
yeah,
what's going on here? What is that?
Strike.
Baseball drops.
So it has to do with the Dodgers, right,
yeah.
Doug? Yeah,
Doug's computer's
right.
running a little slow.
Out.
But you know, Ed McMahon. We always make fun of Ed McMahon, but he's really good on that show, and he. laughs so hard, and it seems so genuine.
Yeah.
Especially when things aren't going well, and Carson,
I mean, they both were...
Saucy.
Saucy.
Yeah.
You know, I was on a plane with Morgan Fairchild.
Oh, okay? This is going
to
be a good story.
I sat next to Morgan Fairchild.
Right.
From Florida to... I might have still been living in New York.
Oh, this was years ago.
This was years
ago. Was
this
a two-seater plane or was it a bigger?
It was a Cessna?
It was a chopper. It was a helicopter. I was hard to hear her. Very quietly, and the helicopter was very loud.
And she was flying the helicopter.
And she was flying the helicopter, and I didn't want to distract her too much. So, okay, so we pieced pretty much a five-minute conversation together through. No.
No, no.
No, we were on an airplane.
First class.
Of course. It was for a gig. I was, you know, flying myself. She was, you know, I'm sure she could fly herself first class at any time for the last 40 years. But she went out with Johnny Carson.
Ooh.
She was Johnny Carson's girlfriend. And I said,
you knew this?
Yeah. And, you know, he was an alcoholic. He was an alcoholic.
Yeah.
So they were saucy. Everybody was drinking on that show.
Well, the episode I was watching the other night, it was from like 1980, you know what's cool about that? And sorry, guys, we'll move on from this. I apologize. But it was 1980, the episode was. And it was like around Christmas time. And Angie Dickinson was the guest. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of flirty and everything.
Sure.
And kind of, she like is playing this kind of like, oh, like, you know.
Yeah.
She was like, you know what I saw last night? I saw 9 to 5. She's like, the movie 9 to 5 was so great. And then Carson goes, yeah, well, you know what I saw? Raging Bull. Have you heard of this, Raging Bull? And he goes, this is a really good movie.
Carson loved Raging Bull.
Yeah, he was like, it's a little violent, but Bob De Niro is terrific in this movie.
Yeah.
It's like really neat, like the day after seeing Raging Bull.
Yeah, Carson had good taste lot of the
good
time.
Good drummer.
Yeah, Carson was a genius.
But a kind of a dark guy too. Also the thing about
that's why it was so good.
That show is also like very conservative in a lot of ways too. Like the humor was always like at the you know, especially in the 80s, it was like the butt of the joke was always about unions or like Tip O'Neill or something. You know?
But then he would have like Pryor and Carlin and treat them with reverence.
It was a fairly conservative country. I mean, it still is.
The Rogan of
still
the 80s.
He's the kind of the Rogan of the 80s.
I guess so.
I guess Rogan's going to come out and do a bunch of shit for this
Office
abortion
is going to be on this?
For the abortion ban, right? He's gonna speak out because he's such a libertarian.
And
you know, he's such a good guy.
I'm thinking about becoming a libertarian. Yeah. That means you can do whatever you want. Yeah. You can say whatever you want and just be like, oh, I'm a libertarian.
Yeah, nothing matters.
Go back and no. Libertarian is the new nihilism.
It gets you out of everything. Gets you out of all kinds of jams. Anyways, Matt.
City of the day, right?
City of the day.
Keep Austin weird. Yeah.
It's a segment we do on the show. We like to. This is a great big country, despite all its trouble.
Let's all play City of the Day.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to change the pace of the show right now. If you don't mind, Brett, let's just take things down a notch.
Okay.
Just a notch.
Sure.
Matt, do we have a City of the Day?
Yes, you want to do that first before our
City of the Day is brought to you by. We have a sponsor here, Brett. I got to read, unfortunately. Just bear with me.
Hey, it's fine.
It's how we pay the bills.
You gotta treat your sponsors right. I always say that.
City of the Day is sponsored by Unfocals Blurring Glasses.
Oh.
Don't you hate looking at mouths? Especially,
yes.
Especially,
yes, I do.
Especially ones with teeth that look like they've been spackled with diaper plaque. Oh. Diaper plaque?
Yeah, I know. Terrible.
How about a mouth with a razor burned goatee wrapped around it?
Oof.
Gross.
Yes.
And don't get me started on pimples and crust.
Oh, come on, yeah.
Well, now you can have a great conversation and not be distracted with Unfocals mouth blurring glasses.
Ah.
Unfocals work the opposite way of bifocals. Get it? These stylish eyeglasses blur the bottom half of your vision, making any mouth a non-issue, so you can focus on having a conversation without thinking about hygiene and sores. Mm. Order now and get a free pair of Unfocals Tunnel Vision X goggles.
Yeah, it seems helpful.
I don't know
how good that is for the eyes, though.
These high-tech goggles will blur everything in your periphery, so you can easily avoid annoying do-gooders outside the Whole Foods.
Annoying do-gooders.
Yeah, that's not the spirit of the show.
Like taking their time out. Should I keep reading, Doug?
Yeah, I mean, keep reading.
You don't need to give it.
The glance of an ex-roommate at Starbucks or a creep at a party, just to name a fucking few. Okay. This copy is getting angrier. Order your unfocals today.
This is going to end with a death threat.
Yeah. So order some unfocals today and keep the good stuff in sight. Just hop on. That's a good tag, positive. That's nice. Just hop on over to liquidation123expressfour.com. I don't know, man. I love
a hop on over.
Yeah.
That's a great, you know, beginning of a phrase, and it makes me want to do it. But
and set up an account, then scroll down to bottom, you'll see them.
Okay.
I'm getting sabotaged here.
I don't know of how good that is for the eyes.
Wait, what about
the blur part of your vision?
No. That's dangerous. You know, don't wear while driving.
Yeah, it's like reading in the dark.
The item will arrive
in the dark.
Here's how this copy ends, by the way.
Uh-huh.
Just so you, I'm reading it.
Fuck. What is it?
The item will arrive in an international shipping hamper. BZF34 mind.
No.
Doug, you want to explain yourself here?
No.
Are you fucking with me?
Wait, Doug, you wrote this.
Yeah.
Did you write this? Oh, okay. Well, then I'm not worried.
Yeah. I mean, I will explain it if you want, Tim.
Okay.
What is a BZ34 mind?
BZ3.
That's the BZF34
mind.
Sorry, BZF34
mind. I just tried to mimic those like weird spam emails when it's some code and some weird website that's clearly like.
Yeah.
Now I had to explain it. Now it's not funny anymore.
Well, I'm going to have to do triage here.
Doug, are you single?
I stand by these blurring glasses.
Yeah, we should look at the full screen image.
Are you single right now?
Are you single, Doug? That's the question.
Are you having your fun? Not that relationships aren't fun.
Great question, Brett.
Yeah, this is using
I'm not married. I'll tell you that. Never get married.
Oh,
okay.
You never been.
You're
there,
in a
so
relationship.
Can't really say that. I am.
Are there wedding bells in the future? You don't want to go there on the show live. Too much pressure.
Or divorce horns.
No, I definitely think there are. Yeah.
Good. Alarm bells.
Absolutely.
Are there wedding bells or alarm bells?
Yeah. No, you haven't met my girlfriend.
I haven't.
Meet Ari. Yeah.
I'd love to.
Yeah.
You're going out with Ari Shapiro, the head of one of the big agencies, Endeavor or something like that.
Yeah. No, it's great.
Ari Shapiro. That's from Entourage.
That is from Entourage. Yeah, I'm dating Jeremy Piven.
Ari Emanuel.
Yeah. But
you're dating Jeremy Piven, but he wants to be referred to as Ari.
That's our cosplay. He's Ari Emanuel. Not even Ari Shapiro. He's the character that his character was based on. Yeah.
All right. City of the Day, Matt, do we have some? I'm going to talk like a sheep now because I'm just a little soy boy.
Taylor G has a city.
Taylor, soy, what are our thoughts on soy? Sorry. Well,
it is an indicator if you are sort of a beta male. If you're not a Trump supporter, you're a soy boy.
Oh, a soy boy. Yeah. That's the new like cuck.
It's old. If someone tags you with that, it's like they're just catching up with the good stuff.
That's really creative.
Yeah. That's a signal you're dealing
with
a cool
dude. Took
a lot
of brain power. Yeah. Really a lot of guy with.
All right. What's
his
name? Kenny?
Way too much time on your hands, but also just enough. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Kenny G's here.
Taylor, are you there?
Taylor G. Oh, from the
Taylor
Foo Fighters.
G, hey.
Is this Taylor Watkins from the Foo Fighters or whoever? Hey, I got an idea. Show us what's in those filing cabinets back there.
Look at that wallpaper. It's very aesthetically pleasing.
What's wallpaper?
Almost like a set. The wallpaper that the filing cabinets are up against, not the obviously.
Is that wallpaper
wall.
Or is that just a wall?
You should see the ceiling.
Oh my Whoa. God, look at you, man. Yeah, you did a whole thing. You did that, right?
And
or did you move into that?
So this is my stepmom's place. I'm actually I'm in Lafayette, Louisiana right now, but I've evacuated from New Orleans.
Tell me you've shot down there in Lafayette.
No, I've never shot in Lafayette.
How's the storm treating you?
Not so good. The whole city of New Orleans is still without power.
Jesus.
And they suspect it'll be like that for another few weeks, they say, which is pretty crazy, you can imagine. And there's a lot of areas right outside of New Orleans, down the bayou, Houma, Lafourche Parish. All these places are devastated, just like destroyed, like
Jesus
a war zone.
Jesus Christ.
Man, I mean, like, you know.
They're not even talking about it.
I mean, I saw it on the news, but, like, I mean, that's got to be
It's just like, it's got to be crazy how, I mean, just how the city and the state is treated by the, just neglected by the government is just so insane. That like, that, really that, is- that you wouldn't, that they wouldn't learn from Katrina, you know, and try to make it right. It's crazy.
Yeah, right now it's a lot of people, a lot of just citizens, like, you know, helping other people out, and a lot of just groups coming together, trying to get money to people that are still without power, still without food.
I mean, let's get this straight. You're just one guy, so I don't know if you're not necessarily the expert on what's going on down there. I'd love to hear more, and I'm not saying that you're making stuff up, but you know, what is happening? Is the National Guard down there? Is the FEMA down there? Like, what's going on? Or it feels like we're in the dark. We're in as much of the dark as they are in them, as much of the dark, if you know what, if that's well said, I think.
Yeah.
Right.
So you have to admit that was well said.
Yeah. 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 Let's focus on that right now. How you said that.
Yeah.
that is a situation. A lot of people don't know how bad it is because a lot of media is not really covering it, but you have the entire city of New Orleans without any power at all.
Yeah, no, I did see that on the news yesterday, which was, it's like mind blowing.
Was there horrifying things? Because I went, what Brett said about like the lessons learned from Katrina, I did hear that there were things like some, you know, seawalls and stuff that did make things not as catastrophic as it could have been. Is that true?
That's true. Yeah, they put billions of dollars into the levee systems after Katrina, and those did help the city a lot. But what, you know, this storm was actually, it was a more powerful storm in some ways. And so you have the whole city of New Orleans without power, but then you have everything right outside of New Orleans that's been destroyed. Jesus. And that will never be covered on the media because it's not the tourist friendly attraction of New Orleans. So all these people are really looking for help. The government is really looking to just make everybody seem, you know, make it look like New Orleans is A-okay. But these people down the bayou in Houma, it's really bad.
Well, so I can't, what can we do? What can our audience do? And what can they do? And B, where can we get what you consider the most accurate, well-covered information about what's going on down there?
So, I'm a longtime listener, first-time Zoomer. Today I came to share with the community. There are these two Instagram accounts that if this community could follow, and if you can donate, do so. If you can just share it on your Instagram or your Twitter, whatever.
Matt, we'll make the super chat. If you're on YouTube right now, that you can tip and do that stuff. We'll do. All the funds will go to this clown's fake charity here that we've just found out you're a rat. And you, hey, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh, your sign is reversed. Yeah,
your sign is reversed. How do we do that? Look at this.
Oh,
that's like a magic trick.
Man.
Mutual Aid Louisiana.
Mutual Aid Louisiana.
United Houma Nation. All right.
Yeah.
So you got that?
Hold on. I'm going to take a picture of this.
Hey, Tim.
Yes, sir.
Can we check out his pits when we get a chance?
All right.
Looks like they might rival yours.
My pits or your pits?
No, let's take a look at your pits. I mean, the guy doesn't have air conditioning probably, right?
Look at
those teeth. Oh, Lord, he's down south.
Pretty good.
He's down in the depth.
That denim.
But it's okay where you are right now? It's okay where you are?
Yeah, so I'm in Lafayette, Louisiana, and so I've evacuated here. A lot of people left the city, and so I'm originally from here, so I'm very fortunate to have a place to run to 2 hours away.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well,
not everybody's like that. Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally.
We're thinking of you. Listen, I don't know what to do. Like, we have I believe, and, you know, it's very hard to have faith in any of the institutions at the moment, right?
Yeah.
The federal government, I think they're kind of trying to do their best with the pandemic, and they've obviously, you know, it's come down to some states are doing it better. Some states are obviously fucking up majorly. I think the Afghanistan situation is not just a disaster for this administration, but for the past 20 years. It's insane that you have like the Joint Chiefs of Staff and the military establishment just still in power after all these years. Like, they're still basically the same group that got us into this mess in the first place, more or less.
Yeah.
So,
no, I mean,
it's a complete mess. There's nobody to turn to. There's no answers or solutions to the major, major, serious, complicated problems we have out there. And then you have these lunatics going to these school board meetings talking about pedophiles and lizard people and Satan running the government.
Right.
So what do you do?
Yeah. No, I mean, I think how do like, we start you know, over? At the end it's going to have to be, we got to remove these centrists, and then it's going to have to be the progressives versus the lunatics.
It could be. Because, yeah, the centrists are not getting it done.
The centrists, no, they have no, it's business as usual. They're making money.
Yeah, baby.
They're making money. You know,
it's like the great Larry Charles was saying online the other day. He was a friend of the show here. You know Larry Charles.
Of course.
I mean, you might have worked with him at some point. Did you?
I unfortunately haven't, but I'm a huge fan and admirer of him, you know.
He was saying, you know,
this makes the very best.
Hey, Tim, is the city he's in the city of the day?
Yeah, what city are is the what's the official city of the day?
So that'd be Lafayette, Louisiana.
Lafayette. I believe I, no joke, I feel like I shot.
Somebody may laugh yet at one of my jokes.
That's pretty good. I feel like I shot Fantastic Four there in Lafayette. What's the other city I would have shot that in? There's another city around, not New Orleans, Lafayette. What's the third?
Baton Rouge.
Baton possibly? Rouge. I think it might have been Baton Rouge.
What's happened in Baton Rouge?
Well, Baton Rouge got hit, but it's nowhere near the devastation of down the bayou.
Yeah.
You know, all of our family and friends down the bayou, those links that I gave you guys, those are to really help the people that are unseen right now, you know?
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the focus is trying to get the, you know, the people in New Orleans and down the bayou help.
I appreciate that, man. And thank you for, I'm glad, Matt, thank you for pushing him up in the
queue. I'm going
to
post and repost all of it, man. Yeah.
Appreciate you all very much. Thank you so much.
We love you down there. You're our Cajun reporter on the scene and giving it to us straight.
Much love to Louisiana, man.
Back to you, Tim.
Love you.
Tim, what did the contestant from Louisiana say when they were on The Price is Right?
I don't know. What is it?
Never mind. It was like, can I buy you? Like, can I buy,
can buy you? Yeah.
Did you hear about this? Did you know this? I have a stalker. I have a stalker now.
Do you really? Yeah, I'm not surprised.
No, well, listen.
I'm not surprised.
You're not?
No.
No, it's just, it's not a big deal. It's a guy that helps me grow corn.
Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, he helps you grow corn.
Oh. He's a stalker.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, that kind of stalker. Yeah, I thought you meant. Yeah. I like food. Oh, okay.
And celery, right?
And celery.
Uh-huh. And wheat.
Stalks
wheat stalks? Wheat. Yeah. Yeah.
He does it all. I mean,
yeah.
Obviously tomatoes too, but I consider him more of a stalker. Beans.
Yeah.
So a lot of good stuff happening in my
maybe
life.
Maybe lead with the corn and the wheat and the celery and the beans before you say stalker. Oh, it's you say stalker first.
You think about the other connotation about somebody following you.
Yeah, unless you're really going for a laugh.
I was.
Which
I was.
Were, so that makes sense. You should listen.
Let me ask you a question. You're on these big shows and you've done some big movies now.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a difficult person on set?
No.
No, you're a go with the flow guy.
You don't consider yourself that.
I'm a go with the flow. If I talk to the first nuts,
if I talk to the first AD,
I'm what?
Be honest with you.
On what? Depends on what. Any of the big things that I'm on? Yeah. No.
You're a team player.
I'm a team player.
All right, let's watch this. I want to show you this, Matt. Do you have this? This is hopefully you were picking up what I was feeding you here about the setup.
Is there a clip of me being difficult?
Not at all. No. This is something I stumbled upon the other day on YouTube.
Oh God!
And are you familiar? Not this. Are you familiar with Edward James Olmos?
Yeah,
yeah. Great actor.
Big fan. Yeah.
Great actor.
Amazing.
Now I set up the clip before you play it? What is going on, Wes?
Yes.
That was on me.
We won.
Go crazy!
Is this Edward James Olmos?
This is an interview Edward James Olmos gave about.
Did he give it or did he almost give it? Or did he almost give it?
Listen.
Thank you.
This isn't an interview he gave about his first day on the set of Miami Vice.
Ah, well.
Now,
I think I see where this is going.
This is a long, we just play the first couple minutes of this because it's a very long, boring story.
Oh.
And I've tortured some people in my life sending them this, saying like, I can't believe you made me watch all this.
But they're not interested in acting.
It's true. So they I want to have a watch this clip and decide, and we can analyze exactly what's going on here behind the scenes from a guy that's been on sets and knows how what the vibe might be. So let's watch.
I feel like you've been on as many sets as I've been on.
Probably more.
Yeah. Probably right. More.
That was a scene where I'm sitting in my office. Again, we hadn't done the opening scene yet, but now we're inside my office, the OCB. And it's supposed to be, I'm sitting at a desk. And when I walked into the OCB at the very beginning, there was stuff everywhere, papers and pipe holders with pipes in them and smoking pipes. And there was paper upon paper and books and stuff. I mean, the set decoration was incredible. And it looked like it had been lived in, you know, and it really looked, you know, looked real, okay? But there was so much stuff. And I said, I walked in, I go to the production center, or the set decorator, and I say, take everything out. What? I said, take everything out. Everything? I said, everything. And then he says, I'll be right back. And he goes back, and he asks, and he comes back, and he goes, okay, what do you want? I go, take everything out. Everything. I want nothing in here. You go, you sure? I go, yeah. Okay. And they start, they're taking out everything, every cup, every book, every stacks of paper and all of the stuff all over the place, all over the main desk and coming in and the drawers and everything. Cleaned it out. It looked barren, okay? And I said, just give me thing, give me some aspirin in the little thing and put the aspirin right on the desk at the top of the table. Just put it there. That's it. And he goes, aspirin, boom. And so I'm sitting there at the table now at this desk, and there's nothing in this room. And the scene is, and I'm sitting there, and in walks Crockett.
Okay.
We're rehearsing.
That's the second part of the story is even nuttier.
Okay.
But let's talk about this. So right, so go, your first thoughts.
Okay, my first thoughts. I probably wouldn't do that. But I mean, I would think that there would be a conversation with him,
yeah,
and him being the type of actor that he is, of what his office would look like.
But at the time, I don't know if he was a known, he wasn't well right. known, so it was sort of just
so,
like.
So, I mean, you know, it's a good way for him. I mean, he had thoughts about the character,
yeah,
which is in the way that he was going to play him.
No question.
That maybe he gave more thought to
once than he saw it.
The production designer, you know, or yeah, after they created the set.
And that's a good point.
To me, it's a good.
True. I think it's
a good
true.
Way to, as long as he's not fucking the production,
right?
And they're cool with that, which they obviously were.
Here's what I would do differently.
Because he wasn't a star. He wanted to design it in how he saw the character, which then fueled that.
And now maybe he's mistelling the story. Maybe there's more to this story than he's talking about. Here's how I would have handled it if it was me.
Yeah.
And I was an actor hired to be on somebody else's show. Assuming there's, I think it's Michael Mann directed that show.
I mean, he was a big producer of that show.
I'm sure there was
I'm a big fan of that show.
I would.
Have you ever watched that show recently?
No, I would like
the show,
to go back.
It's streaming on Stars.
Okay.
No, but it really is amazing. But like Abel Ferreira directed episodes of that show.
There are a lot of great cameos in that. Like
crazy.
Great actors and everything.
From Miles Davis to Ed O'Neill. You got like
Name
incredible.
It. So here's what how I would have handled that situation. And maybe maybe he's just like kind of condensing the story or something.
Uh-huh.
I would have gone in and said, okay. First of all, if you're getting an actor to set, you guys are like getting ready to shoot.
Yeah.
Right? You're not like, unless this is a, like him coming the day before, that would be different.
Right.
If he came the day before. But the way he's telling it feels like, cameras are ready. Let's bring in first team and do a little blocking rehearsal, and then we'll start shooting, right?
Uh-huh.
So the first AD, and they've got a plan. Their plan doesn't account for 2 hours of redecorating the set or however long it's going to take to get everything out. So I don't think it would have been in my purview as an actor to talk to the set decorator about that room. I would have said, maybe we should step off the set. I can talk to the director. or the producer about the situation.
Yeah.
I think he's putting the set decorator in a tough position there.
He might be. He might be.
I think it's disrespectful to the process.
you know, hey, I'm always about a collaboration too. I'm like, oh, unless it's like totally off, you come in and you see your setting like that.
Right.
You're like, well, this is what the writer and the director who created this see.
You got to defer to them.
And my job is to also fulfill their vision. I didn't write it.
Right.
You know, so unless I wrote it, well, I mean, sometimes I write it. But when I don't, I'm talking about when I don't
write it. Yeah, when you're just there to help.
When I'm there to act, that's, you're looking for clues. And to me, that's almost a gift, seeing what your set looks like and being like, oh, okay, this is how I see this guy.
You can't be talking about this right before about to shoot.
But unless you've had long conversations with the writer and director of who the character is, and then you come in and there is a miscommunication, and
we gotta
the set director just went rogue
right.
and did that. But then I agree with you. You go to the director and writer and go, hey, you don't go to the set.
Well, I think what we should do, Matt, I think we should try to, if they're still with us, if they're still on this planet, let's try to track down the set decorator from Miami Vice.
But it didn't seem like.
And bring him in and get this the other side of the story.
That was also a different era, though, too, of like, you know, we were really like, people were real, everybody was really coming out of the method in a lot of ways.
Yes, yes.
And so, and like, you had actors doing that. And I think that production was maybe more used to actors doing
troublesome
that sort
actors.
Of thing.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
If you were like a, he was a DA, if you're going
he was
in,
like, he was like the lead detective.
Yeah, if you're the lead detective and you're going in and it's your first day at work, wouldn't you at least bring a box of stuff? Wouldn't you not just bring a bottle of
I don't know if it was his first day of work.
I mean, asked them to put
I think he went too far.
Of my, I asked them to put a picture
I
of my
think
wife.
He's talking
he could
more
have
of
had
like,
something
if
more
you
sparse.
See that character, though, you see, I do see that, though. That's the other thing, is like, I see that justified in his performance in that show. He is a very sleek, he is somebody who would have.
Well, Matt, do we have a picture of his of his office?
Yeah, let's pull it up.
So this is the other funny thing. This is a so there it is. It's pretty spare. It's pretty spare.
I see books. Not it didn't look like they took everything
any other shot?
Out. Did it?
Yeah.
Was that a doggy door down there?
I mean, it's maybe too spare. It's maybe too spare.
I wouldn't mind
it
a few pipe holders.
A little bit like too much. Like
a couple of pipe holders would have been nice, you know?
Well, I mean, I feel like though, but like also pipe holders, that's a little weird because it's like, I feel like people would ask, does he smoke a pipe?
Right. And well,
and that would be like really weird to come
or
in there.
They're
and be
guest
like,
pipes. If you're someone comes in, you're like, you
I mean,
pipe?
I might go. I would definitely like, if I was
instead
this
of cigarette, you
if
go
I was playing,
can I offer you a pipe?
If I was playing this character with his interpretation of it, I would definitely go to the director and go, I don't think he smokes a pipe. That's a little weird, don't you think? I mean, if you really think he smokes a pipe.
What is this, Sherlock Holmes now?
I got to think about that, but like, yeah, it's a little, I mean, that guy doesn't smoke a pipe.
Well, here's what's funny. Here's what's funny.
Yeah.
I hate when I say that. But, and how weirdly closed and simulated the universe we're living in is. I was just watched that randomly on YouTube, and I was enjoying it. I was sucked into this story. I was just like, I love those gifts when you find these people telling stories that kind of make them sound like an asshole, but they don't hear it themselves, you know?
Right.
Just like, he's like some, he thinks he's like the hero of that story, but I'm feeling for the set decorator.
Right.
And so I watched that and I was very excited about it. And then that night, or sorry, the next night, I'm watching my old Carson, not kidding. I turned on my old Carson on the Pluto app, if you have the Pluto app.
Ooh, they got old Carson.
They just,
on Pluto?
They have a channel that just runs Carson all the time.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. And it's almost like background ambience that you can put on.
Oh.
But I put this on the next day. I'm not kidding. Put it on. As I opened it up, Don Johnson is the guest from like 1985.
Now he, I've heard, is
was
incredibly
trouble.
Difficult. I've heard from multiple sources.
But there he
but
is
I am
talking
a fan
about,
of Mr. Johnson.
I was talking, he was there to talk about the new Miami Vice show. And in Amazing. The interview, they show a clip of that picture I showed with of Olmos.
Uh-huh.
That I'm watching this thing going, what the fuck is going on? Like, I just was hearing a story about that room.
Synchronicity.
It's weird, right?
It's
wild, not a good
man.
Story.
Huh?
It's not a good story, but it
I
happened.
I mean, I do, as an actor, I find it interesting. And I do, I see both sides of it. I see, like, him doing it for his process, but I also feel for how stressed out the production designer might have been. However, there's so much money on that show at that time. There's so much money. That's true. Right?
They can afford that to go down for a couple hours. They can afford to
take
hours.
The time to do that, and you're right. It's okay.
Let me
in
ask.
Order to make the, and like that's doing that because of your art. That's not doing it because of your ego.
Let me interrupt you for a sec. Or actually, you're through with your thought, right? That's a nice way to wrap things up.
Yeah.
Duck is here in the Zoom, Matt. Do you see that?
I did not, but we do have our other surprise guest.
Oh, yeah.
Who's been Duck, patiently waiting.
Duck, we're going to – sorry about that, Matt. We do have another guest. But
hello?
Duck is here.
Hmm?
Watch this. You're going to enjoy this, Brett.
Oh, what? Wow.
Hey, what's Duck. Up?
What's going on, man?
I don't know. I've been missing in action. What's going on?
Not much. We're just talking to Brett Gelman here. We've got
Brett.
Hi, Duck.
Hey.
Hi, how are you? I'm doing pretty good. I'm pretty like, you know, I gotta say, I'm amazed right now.
I know.
Are you, what I'm looking
what?
At here. You know, you're amazing me, Duck. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate
speaking
that.
Of the Tonight wow. Show, we've got Duck Severance in here.
yeah. Boom.
Listen.
I wish I knew a joke.
Well, that's
really
okay. Can you
jokes.
Stay with
if
us,
you
Duck?
If you pulled up a trumpet and played it right now, that would be a good visual joke after you're just called.
I knew the show
I
was going to – excuse me,
I got
me,
a
Duck.
Phone.
Well, that's good.
Duck, stay something. With us, okay? We Matt, do you think mm-hmm. we should do Chad after the break?
Well, let's say a quick hello.
Okay, let's bring him in. This is hi. Chad –
we'll do a teaser.
Chad Yubovich? Is that correct?
Is he the surprise guest?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a guest.
Chad, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi,
can
Chad.
You hear me?
I'm so sorry we're keeping you waiting. It's almost like the Tonight Show. You are on the cusp of being bumped, but we're going to make it work. Okay?
No worries.
You know when me no and worries. Brett get in the same room, it's just going to be
a babble fest.
All bets
it's
are
for
off.
Us. It's all for us. Hey, Chad, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man.
Chad is the guest on the new Office Hours podcast for patrons that Matt, producer Matt, is putting together. Matt, what's the name of your podcast?
It's called I Was At That Show.
I Was At That Show. And that is a music interview podcast from producer Matt that you can all check
oh,
out
cool.
coming out tomorrow.
Oh, stretching the empire.
Oh, the you know
it's
who
always
we
always stretch
do,
that
do you know empire. About do you know what we got going on in New York right now?
What do you got going
we
on?
We got
in
John
York?
Glazer doing
no,
Office
I do
Hours
know
East.
That. I know, it's amazing.
Wow. And of course you know John Glazer, well, he's
yeah,
one of the greats.
Well, it's you know, it's my favorite West Coast comedian and my favorite East Coast comedian doing the same show.
It's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, we so anyway
also John Glazer, like you, a great actor.
A great actor.
Great actor.
Yeah. And a good guy.
And a great guy.
So John,
I haven't talked
you.
To him in too long. Hope he's not
I'm sure
mad
he's
at
got
me.
He does have word he does have things to say about you.
Does he really?
No, I'm just kidding. Oh. He's not. Chad, it's 11 o'clock,
yes.
which means
yes.
we're going to take a quick 5-minute break here. We are gonna return live for everybody. Everybody's invited to come back live. If you're watching us on the replay or listening to us on the podcast, second half is patrons only. So if you're enjoying our chat with Brett, you're going to stick around for another hour. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
No question about that.
And they pay for the second hour?
They pay for the second hour. That makes sense, right?
Yeah.
It's $25 like an hour to listen to the show.
So they pay $25 to listen to the second hour?
It's $5 a month, ladies and gentlemen. It's
oh,
not that
okay.
big a deal. Join patreon.com/officehourslive. It makes the show happen. It keeps us coming back. That's not what keeps us coming back. There's no real elegant way to say this, but you know, we got people running the sound and
they
gotta
get paid.
Of course.
They deserve to get paid. They work hard.
So join us there. We'll be back to play an exciting rap rock trivia game. You like because I think of you more of as a rap guy.
Yeah, I'm more of you a like, rap guy than a rap rock guy. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Although I like, love Rage Against the Machine.
You love rock, but you might listen to more rap in your life. Or
oh,
hip-hop.
I love rock and roll too.
Oh,
but
boy.
Yeah, I love hip hop. I love a
Chad
lot of things.
Chad hates
I love
rap.
Jazz.
Right? Is that right, Chad? You hate rap?
No, I don't think that's true. No.
I'm getting bad intel from
say,
Matt here.
I think if you say you hate rap,
you're a jerk. There's, you've yeah, got other issues.
Maybe a racist.
Hey, Chad, can you take everything out of your room?
I personally don't listen to rap as, you know, I don't, it's not my
if
preferred.
If it's not your thing, that's fine.
Yeah.
I'm saying, but if you say, like,
hate
you hate
is,
a whole art form,
I drove and listened to the new Kanye West the other day. I didn't care for it.
I didn't care for that either.
No.
I didn't
no.
care for it either.
But no. I'm always open to stuff.
No, that's not. Don't close things down. That's not one of the new rap records I like.
Okay. I want to hear what I should be checking out.
Tyler, the Creator, his new album was amazing.
I want to check it out.
We're going to take a break. Meat bodies.
Stop it, Matt.
Isaiah Rashad.
Stop it.
Great.
I have to take a break. We'll be back in five with more Brett Gelman. We got Chad Yubovich. Is it you or Uba? Uba?
I think I was told my whole life it was Yubovich. So
that's why I got
it
right.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great game.
A dig Sabbath.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Be back in five. Stay with us, everyone. Hey, everybody. It's Tim Heidecker here. Are you enjoying Office Hours Live? Do you want to hear more? Well, there's a whole extra hour that's for patrons only. Just go to patreon.com/officehourslive, and there you could sign up for as low as $5 a month. There's an annual pass that I highly recommend. Not only will you get an extra hour of Office Hours, you'll get so much more. Original series like The Compound, The Joel Hole, my extensive deep dive into the Beatles catalog, Please, Please Let It Be. So much. My Saturday morning blog. Often I'll throw up my food that morning, but as well as little unreleased things, things that haven't come out yet, personal details, my medical history. You'll have access to everything you've ever wanted if you just go to patreon.com/officehourslive.
The pounding.
It is the fuel that runs Office Hours.
The pounding.